Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
praise the Lord. To God be the glory. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice continually and be glad in it. Well, this is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and I, along with my husband, Pastor Anthony Simmons, and the New Creation Christian Ministries Church family, welcome you all back. And for those who are coming for the first time, we welcome you to the prayer line. God is good and worthy to be praised. And we are excited about what God is doing here on the NCCM Intercessory Prayer Line. We're going to open in prayer. We're going to hear from our pastor, Anthony Simmons. He has a word for us. As always, God always deposits a word for him to bring to the prayer line. So I'm just going to open in prayer, and then I'm going to hand it over to him. After that, we will be taking our prayer calls, so get ready to press one on your phone. Last week, we may have had some technical difficulties. I did have at least one person tell me that they pressed one, Pastor, and they could not get on. So if you press one and we don't see you tonight, we'll work it out. We'll work out. And the guy has all given us another way to begin to have you to come on. So we're not anticipating any problems this week, though. Let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you and we magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised. Lord, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. We thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace. We thank you for your hand upon our lives, oh God. We thank you for this prayer line, God. We thank you for all of those who have assembled themselves to be here on tonight, God. We thank you for the faithfulness of your people, Lord, that they and we, Father God, continue to press our way to be in your presence. You said with two or more are gathered in your name that you would be in our midst. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for being in our midst. We thank you, Lord, that you never leave us or forsake us. We thank you that you are always with us. So, Lord, we just love you today. We love you. We adore you. We worship you. We just exalt your name on today. If we had 10,000 tongues, oh God, we couldn't praise you enough. Lord, we just praise you to the hills. We praise you to the heavens, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for our right minds. We thank you, Lord, for breath in our bodies. We thank you, Lord, for healing our bodies. Oh, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for the movement of our limbs. We thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, for victory. Oh, God, we thank you for victory on today, God. No matter what has happened, when the enemy comes in like a flood, Lord, we thank you that your spirit raises up a standard, yes, against him, oh God. So, Lord, we love you on today, and we just bless your name. We ask, Father God, that you will continue to have your way on this prayer line. Lord, bless each and every person, Father God, under the sound of my voice. Lord, we ask, Father God, that you will bless every household that's represented on this prayer line tonight. Yes, bless every household. We bind up Satan right now, and we declare that no demon, no witch, no warlock, no Jezebel spirit, nothing can prosper against your people. Nothing can prevail against your people. The gates of hell cannot prevail against your church, oh God. Yes. So, Lord, we just thank you and we bless you on tonight. Lord, we ask that your Holy Spirit will come in and just suck with us. Just be around each and every prayer. Wrap yourself around each and every prayer. Touch each and every person on this prayer line. Reignite, restore, revitalize, refresh each and every person on this prayer line in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you that times of refreshing are to be found in your presence, oh God. So, Lord, we love you on today, God. Yes. Bless New Creation Christian Ministries. God, we thank you for the church. We thank you for the local assembly that meets at 1482 Maple Avenue. And, Lord, we ask that you will bless that local assembly, God, Bless each and every person, Lord. Let us stand on our legs in prayer. Let us move forth on our legs with prayer, oh God. Let us continue, Father God, to love. Let us continue to evangelize. Let us continue to give. Let us, oh God, continue to save souls. And Lord, let us continue to pray. Pray without ceasing, oh God. Lord, we love you today, God. We bless your name. We worship you. We magnify your name. We exalt your name. You are worthy, God. Inhabit this prayer line on today in the mighty way. Move flesh out of your way.
Yes.
Not by might, not by power, but by your spirit, oh God. We ask, Father God, that you will be in this place, God, that not one person that comes will leave the same, that not one person that listens will leave the same, that not one person that listens to the archive will leave the same way, God. But Lord, their lives will be changed, oh God. We pray that lives will be changed. We pray that souls would be saved. We pray that the backslider would come back to you, God. We pray, Father God, that people would recommit their lives to you, God, and give their souls to you, heart, mind, soul, and strength, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, we pray for New Creation Christian Ministries, that you would expand our territories. We pray, Father God, that you will send in laborers, oh God. Lord, the harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few, oh God. You said in your word, the harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few, God. So, Lord, we call for breakthrough. We call our sons and daughters from the north, the south, the east, and the west, oh God. We call in the laborers, oh God. We call in the harvest. We call in the spiritual sons and daughters. We call in those who will partner with us in this ministry. We call in the parts of the body that are supposed to be connected to New Creation Christian Ministry, the local assembly that meets at 1482 Maple Avenue, and the assembly that meets on this prayer line every Tuesday night. So, Lord, we just thank you, Father God. We pray for those who have been missing, oh God, in church. We pray, Father God, that you would heal them, that you would deliver them, that you would touch them, that you would convict them, oh God, that you will, Father God, even bring them back to the fellowship, oh God. You said, forsake not the assembling together of yourselves, oh God. You told us, Father God, that not as some have done, but we should continue to come together, to meet together. You said, iron sharpens iron, oh God.
Yes, yes.
So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, oh God, that we can yoke together, oh God, in you, and that we can strengthen each other. So even as my husband comes, oh God, with the word, God, that he's going to deposit in our souls today, Lord, give us ears to hear and hearts to receive what you have to say on today. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody give God some praise. Just open your mouth wherever you are and praise God. Open your mouth and saturate the atmosphere. Even as Pastor Anthony comes, saturate the atmosphere with praise. Saturate your atmosphere. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Receive Pastor Anthony as he comes to feed us with the rhema word from heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.
Glory be to God. He inhabit the praises of his people. Let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. We magnify and lift up the name of Jesus on this evening. We thank God for every intercessor. We thank God for every prayer warrior. We cover every life, every family with the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. The blood will never, ever lose its power. The blood of Jesus. We thank God for you on tonight.
Yes.
Even as my wife has opened in prayer, we are going, I feel the power of the Holy Ghost on this line tonight. I feel the presence of God. Hallelujah. Angels are watching over us as we pray.
Yes.
Glory be to God. I just feel the spirit of the living God. Not by power, you already said it, not by might, but by thy spirit.
Yes.
He says, apart from me, you can do nothing. But with me, you're going to bear much fruit. And I thank God that there's some fruit bearers on the line tonight, and our fruit will remain. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Very quickly, coming from the book of Daniel, I'm not going to go into in-depth teaching or preaching, but God said, you're not done with the book of Daniel. As some of y'all recall, I spoke a couple of weeks ago from Daniel where Nebuchadnezzar was going to kill all the wise men, but God gave Daniel the vision and spared not just his people, but everyone in the providence of King Nebuchadnezzar, who was the king of Babylon. But as we see right now, this famous story about the fiery furnace. Daniel chapter 3, looking at verse 17 and 18, it says, if it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O King. But if not, be it known unto thee, O King, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Verse 20 says, and he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their hosen, their hats, and their garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent and the furnace exceeding hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down. They fell down, bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, was astonished and rose up in haste and spake and said unto his counselors, did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, true, O king. He answered and said, lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God, Jesus. Verse 27, we're going to stop. And the princes, governors, and captains, and the king's counselors, being gathered together, saw these men, upon whose body the fire had no power, nor was any hair of their head singed, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. Very quickly, I want to talk about faith before the fire, faith in the fire, and faith after the fire.
My God, Jesus.
Having faith before the fire, having faith in the fire, and having faith after the fire. As we see prophetically through the prophet Isaiah, about 150 years before Daniel prophesied, Isaiah said, when you go through the flood, you will not drown. And when you pass through the fire, you will not be consumed and you will not burn. Neither will the singeing and fire and the smell of fire be upon you. And as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was facing this fiery furnace, they said, our God is able to deliver us from this trial. But even if he don't, we won't bow down to you, O King, or your image. You know, Pastor, that brings me comfort alone, knowing that God is able.
Hey.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I just came through a fiery trial myself, that of being diagnosed with cancer, and God brought me through that fiery trial, and I'm healed, I'm delivered, I'm set free.
Yeah.
But glory be to God. Sometimes we're not going to look like what we've been through. You and I are going to not look like what we've gone through and what we've been through and what we are even going through. And they said, our God is able. But it's a wonderful account that we see here because it says they fell down in the midst of the fire. What Donnie McClurkin said, we fall down, but we get up. I don't know who that's for tonight. We fall down, but we get up. Don't stay down. Don't stay defeated. Don't stay in depression. And don't stay in despair. God will lift you up through the power of the Holy Ghost.
My God.
So even before facing the fire, these three men had some faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. They had faith in their God. And I believe God is going to honor our faith even as we continue to pray. Number two, They have faith in the fire. Oh, glory be to God. They had faith in the fire. They were in the fire. And I believe they had faith in the fire. Oh, my God. Help me, Holy Ghost. See, sometimes it's going to get real hot in our lives. Sometimes it's going to get uncomfortable and unbearable. Sometimes we're going to be so swallowed up with problems and hardship and difficulties. But even in that, as Pastor admonished us tonight, we got to praise.
My God.
In the midst of pain, we got to praise. In the midst of problems, we have to praise. In the midst of persecution, we got to praise God. I believe that's why the fourth man showed up. Oh, my God. Help me, Holy Ghost. Nebuchadnezzar rose to his feet and said, wait a minute. We threw them in. The furnace was seven times hotter. Nobody ever survived anything like this. They went down. They were bound. They had all their garments on. They fell down in the fire, but all of a sudden, they're all loose. They're all walking around. They're standing up, walking in the midst of the fiery furnace. But hold up. I see a fourth man. Did we not throw in three?
My God.
And I'm telling you tonight that God will show up in your situation.
Yes, he will.
My wife and I got so many testimonies, we don't have time tonight. And sometimes we forget when God showed up in yesteryear. Sometimes we forget what he already did and showed up in. Sometimes you and I have many close calls, but God has never felt you and I.
Yeah.
So whatever storm you're in, whatever fiery trial you're facing, whatever difficulty you're under today, I'm here to remind you that the fourth man will show up.
Yeah.
Oh, glory be to God. Greater is he that's in you than he that is in this world. And God will be faithful. God will show himself mighty and show himself strong in our lives. And finally, faith after the fire. This blessed me because the prophecy that Isaiah gave, when you go through the fire, you will not get burned. And when you go through the flood, you will not drown. Pastor, he said, when? Oh, I'm helping myself right now. Mm-hmm. None of us are exempt.
Yes, yes.
None of us can escape this last and evil days.
Mm-hmm.
Not one of us will escape this world until we get the glory with our problems. So he says, when this happens,
mm-hmm.
it won't consume you.
My God.
You won't drown. It will not kill you
Hallelujah.
Or defeat you.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I'm helping myself right now. That's why we need a prayer line. That's why we got to pray for one another, because sometimes in the midst of it, we forget, and we got to be reminded that prophecy. He says, in the last days, I will pour out my spirit. I will pour out my prophecy, and my sons and my daughters will prophesy. Don't despise the prophetic. My wife has been confirmed and affirmed a prophet of Almighty God, and she speak what thus said the Lord. She hears the heart of God, and she's not afraid to declare the word of the Lord when God unctions her, and the Spirit of the Lord comes upon her to declare his word. And we need to understand, even though some people are misusing the prophetic gift and prophecy, we need to understand that what Isaiah prophesied in the book of Daniel, it came to pass. I'm about to run around my own house. I said the prophetic prophecy came to pass because these three Hebrew boys knew the prophetic word of Isaiah. When you go through the fire, it said they came out, Pastor, and they didn't smell like smoke. They went in the fire, and the fire had no power against their body. Oh, my God. Oh, my Lord. God is saying to you and I, let your light so shine that men and women in the world will glorify your Father which is in heaven. When we go through, it's to become a witness. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. This is how we overcome the world, even our faith. God wants you to have a testimony. So without a test, I heard, there can't be a testimony. So I don't know what test you're facing today, but the world should be envious of us. They should be envious of our peace that we possess, envy of the power that we operate in, envy of the joy in spite of what we're going through that we possess. Envy of our lives, because if God be for us, who can be against us? Father, I thank you for the spirit of prayer on tonight. I thank you that our eyes have not seen, our ears have never heard, nor has it entered into our hearts what you have prepared for us. You said in your word that you have not given us the spirit of this world, but the spirit of God. So, Lord, help us to become those new creations.
Yes.
Help us to not walk by faith, not walk by sight, yes, but to walk by faith.
Yes.
Help us to live by faith in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
faith cometh by hearing,
yes,
and hearing through the word of God. Zig Ziglar said it best, repetition is the mother of learning. So, Lord, I thank you, hallelujah, for your power on this prayer line. I thank you in the name of Jesus that you will protect us. You will provide for us. You will, in the name of Jesus, Lord, give us provision. In the name of Jesus, signs, wonders, and miracles will follow those of us who believe. So right now, Lord, increase our faith. Right now, God, increase our trust in you that these three Hebrew boys had. Right now, God, in the name of Jesus, help us to put our belief in you. They said our God is able. And the scripture reminds us that God is able to do exceeding and abundantly above all that you and I could think, ask, or imagine. So, Lord, help our families. Restore the love in our families in the name of Jesus. Help us according to your word. You said children are to honor their mother and their father, and their days may be long. But we're living in the day sometimes where children are dishonoring their parents, and the blessing is attached to them honoring their parents. I grew up in a generation where they taught us manners. They taught us respect. They taught us hospitality and how to consider one another. And somehow, God, we got to pray for this generation in the name of Jesus, where sometimes we're being disrespected and dishonored. So, Lord, we pray for the youth. We pray for this current church in the name of Jesus. Those of us who know the old church, those of us who know the saints of old, those of us that have been around Christianity and the things of God for a while, we got to reach back. Oh, I'm feeling the Holy Ghost. He said, all the women, teach the younger women. He said, all the men, pour into these young men. Don't be afraid of them, but show them how to be a father. Show them how to become a husband in the name of Jesus. So we pray that you give us the boldness to reach back. Even though we're going through, we have enough grace upon our lives to always pour into our children, to teach our grandchildren about the Christ that brought us through, to teach our generations that are following us. If it had not been for the Lord who's been on our side, where would we be? We can't be afraid to call, my God. We can't be afraid to parent in this hour. You are the authority. Parent those children in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, glory be to God. Bring back your reverence to the church in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I pray for the people on this prayer line. They understand the power of prayer. We're not going to go by what we see on CNN. We're not going to go by sometimes what we see in this political circus that sometimes we see. We're not going to go by the economy that's been in the tank for like the last 8 to 16 years. We're not going to go by the unfair job market and the unfair housing market that's trying to, oh, glory be to God, discourage us. We're not going to go by people who are not filling the church pews like they used to. We're not going to go by those who are not going to the things of God. My wife just prayed, don't forsake the assembling of yourselves. I've been hospitalized for a few weeks. And even in that hospital bed when I wanted to be in my church, even from that hospital bed where I missed church and I wanted to go to church so badly on that Sunday, he said, now you know how the sick and shut in feel that want to be in the house of prayer and the house of worship but can't get there. We can't take for granted when we got two working legs. We got our limbs working. We need to get to church. We need to get to the house of God. We need to get to the house of prayer. And from that hospital bed, God said, praise me right here. worship me right here until you get back to that pulpit, until you get back to what you love. In the name of Jesus, I'm not bragging, but even on our honeymoon, we found the chapel over in Jamaica. I went to a fraternity brother wedding, and we found the local church. Even traveling, oh, I have a hunger for the things of God. I love church in the name of Jesus, and you love prayer on this prayer line. So let's pray for our children. Let's pray for our marriages. Let's pray for those who are trying to get lukewarm in the name of Jesus, because the Bible says if we get lukewarm, he's going to spit us and spew us out of his mouth, and I want to stay hot for God. I want to stay on fire for God, and I pray right now for the people of God on this line to stay on fire for the things of God. I pray that you don't get cold on God. I pray in the name of Jesus as we continue to pray and open up the prayer lines later. Oh, glory be to God, that God will give us what we need. The grace and the favor be upon you and your family. Oh, in the name of Jesus, God, make a way for them to get that job on that job interview. Those looking for housing, make a way, Lord, to have them have that apartment or to get approved down at the underwriter for that mortgage. Those who need a vehicle, God, give them favor as they walk on the dealership floor. Give them favor, Lord, as they sign the paperwork that they'll have the keys to drive off the lot. Lord, our kids that want that college degree that is so costly, make a way out of no way for them to get that education that they can have a bright future in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, the word says you're married to the backslider. Go back and bring that person back to church. Go back and bring that backslider back and let them repent and get back into right standing with God. Go ahead and get the drug dealer and the incarcerated person. Go ahead and get the ex-con and those in reentry. Bring back the addict. Bring back the alcoholic. Go, oh, help us, God. I feel this right now. Help those kids that feel that they need to run away from home, thinking they're going from something bad, but sometimes they go to something worse. Help every runaway child, Lord, in the name of Jesus. They're being violated under their own roof. They're being molested and violated and abused under their own roofs. And I feel this thing so strongly tonight. God, go ahead and protect the runaway child. Go ahead and protect that child who's trying to protect themselves in the name of Jesus. I feel it so strongly, Pastor, that we got to pray for these children in the name of Jesus. Yes. So we pray for every runaway child. Yes. We pray for every orphan tonight, yes, in the name of Jesus. If they're in diapers, that's the child welfare. That's the child care that's here in New Jersey. They call it diapers. Those children, those orphans, those who need adopted parents, in the name of Jesus, those who need foster parents, we pray for them, oh, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we pray for the foster parent. We pray for the adoptive parent. We pray for those grandmothers and those uncles and aunties that take in nieces and nephews and little cousins. We pray for those of us who have been blessed to reach back to help our extended families in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, as we open up the prayer line tonight, for your grace and your mercy, we're going to take this caller. But if you press 1 on your phone, if it's a praise report, if it's a prayer request, if you have a need, if your family have a need, I've already understood the power of agreement. He says, with two or more gathered in his name, he be in our midst. Two or more touch and agree, we shall have what we have according to his will. How could two walk together unless they agree? So we simply want to agree with you tonight and your prayer concerns, casting all your cares upon him because he cares for you. Press 1 on your phone and we will put you on the air. But let's take this first caller, Pastor, in the name of Jesus. And it's coming from the area code of 270. God bless you tonight.
Shukran. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost,
Yes, we thank you, Father, for allowing us to come together again,
yes,
lifting
God
up the three that makes one. Father, we thank you again for the unified body of Christ. We thank you, Father, for allowing us to be partakers of that finished works of Jesus Christ on the cross. And we thank you, Father, for your word being released tonight. And we know your word will never return to you void. We thank you, Father, for allowing us to know that you are still God and you still triumph. You still rule and reign. You still
yes.
have all. And I thank you for that word coming from the book of Daniel, Father. I thank you for the pastors where you have them in New Creation Christian Ministry, Father. I thank you for using them mightily, Father. I thank you for the divine assignments. I thank you for the divine appointments, Father. And I thank you for giving us revelation to know who you are, as you did with the Hebrew boards and the fiery furnace, Father, that
yes.
first was you and your awesome power, Father. And I thank you for allowing us to know the Holy Ghost leads and guide us in prayer.
Yes.
And I thank you, Father, for allowing us to receive the power out of your word. It's not about religion,
yes, yes.
but a relationship with you, Jesus
yes.
Christ. And
yes.
Father, we know you revealed to us in your word tonight that there was no arrogance in those Hebrew boys. It was your power. It was your presence. It was you that was hotter than the fire that they was in the midst of, Father. And you showed Nebuchadnezzar who you was, as well as you showed the Hebrew boys that you were with them in each and every circumstance in our life, Father. You are there. You are triumphant.
Yes.
You are turnaround God that we serve. And my heart is elated, Father, for who you are and for what you've already prepared for New Creation Christian Ministry, Father. And I thank you for allowing me to hear the faith coming through their voice each and every Tuesday night on this prayer line, Father. There's no arrogance there. It is all power, supernatural from on high. And I thank you, Father, for opening the floodgates of heaven. I decree and declare bountiful blessings for New Creation Christian Ministry, Father. I decree and declare in the name of Jesus, the floodgates of heaven have been opened and you have poured them out blessings that they don't know how to start to receive. Continue to use their mouthpiece as your mouthpiece, Father. We know that they are chosen by you. You release your word, Father, the Rhema word, and it's always there to be lined up with your word that is written, that has all power because it is you. And I want to thank you again, Father, for each and every believer coming together tonight on this prayer line, and for the ones that are unsaved, continue to allow your light to shine right where you have your pastors at, Father. Continue to allow them to be obedient to the powerful gift of the Holy Spirit that dwells in them, Father. Thank you for the power in your word being released each and every Tuesday night and each and every day that you choose to use them. Continue to have your way, Father. Thank you for blessing them mightily, Father, because we know you are the one who rules and reigns on this prayer line. You are the one.
Yes.
Your glory
yes.
shines at New Creation
yes.
Christian
yes.
Ministry. And I want to thank you again for my brother as I embrace him and his wife. Continue in your walk. Continue to press for that higher calling in Christ Jesus. Continue to allow the Lord to use you mightily, because we know it is him that is positioning and repositioning you to open your mouth so he can heal. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I praise you, Father, for my time. And I want to thank them again for serving the Most High. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. We thank God for your presence on this prayer line in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You're one of those that will not get lukewarm on God. And we thank you for your fire. We thank you for your passion. That's why I love your spirit. In the name of Jesus, you ignite us every Tuesday night. And I thank God that you're contagious. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, continue to bless Brother Jamal. Continue to bless him and continue to bless this minister, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Make him contagious. Make him, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Just make him connect with people. I thank you in the name of Jesus that his fire will spread for those who he meets, those who he fellowship with on a weekly basis, those who he interact with, even his family, his children, his wife, his marriage. Keep them passionate about one another. Keep them excited and on fire for one another. In the name of Jesus, bless his wife and bless his marriage. Bless his children, his grandchildren, his ministry. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for supernatural protection and provision on every Father God front. I thank you for opportunities and doors being sprung wide open. Oh, glory be to God that you will speak to him before he go to bed, and you will speak to him as he rise up in the morning in the name of Jesus. And as he gets on his prayer, and gets in his prayer closet. Lord, use him mightily in this hour, geographically in the region that he resides in right now in these United States of America. So, Lord, I thank you for his love for the body of Christ. I thank you for his concern for the people of God. I thank you for his assignment. Oh, you before, before he was in his mother's womb, you called him, you ordained him, you commissioned him to plant and to build, to root up, Lord. Oh, in the name of Jesus, even to tear down and to bring down. Glory be to God, the things that are not of you. And right now, we speak into his life that your grace is sufficient for him.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
So, my brother, you stay on assignment. Stay in the perfect will of God.
Jesus.
And God is going to get the glory out of your life continuously.
Jesus.
I decree and declare that over your life. And I impart blessings to you and your family in the name of Jesus. Oh, your ladder shall be greater, and I thank God that he will meet all of your needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
I decree and declare Philippians 4:13 over your life that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you.
Yes.
I know the devil tried to get you to say I can't sometimes, but you can do all things through Christ.
Mm.
What did the President Obama say? Yes, we can.
Yes.
And I'm telling you that, brother,
amen.
Sometimes when doubt and fear come in, I'm telling you tonight, yes, you can.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, amen. I receive in the name
amen.
Of Jesus.
Well, I thank
amen.
God for him.
Praise
he is
God.
A blessing.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
We're going to take some more callers, but I just love that, brother. I love his spirit. In the name of Jesus, and God's blessing is upon him and his family, in the name of Jesus. Press 1 on your phone. Again, we will put you on the air tonight. If you have a prayer request, a prayer concern, we will just touch and agree with you tonight. Coming from the area code is 678. 678. We thank God for you tonight.
Because of who you are, I give you glory, 'cause of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are, Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are, Jehovah Jireh, my provider, Jehovah Nissi, you reign in victory. Jehovah Shalom, my Prince of Peace. Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Thank you, Jesus. I want to give thanks to my Lord, my Christ, my provider. Thank you, Jesus, for providing me peace. I feel so much peace in my heart. And I could just hear God say, my daughter, just wait on me. Everything's going to be okay. Don't worry. And every time I face something that I feel like something is going to happen or I just worry, I know it's not about the devil just putting those things in my mind, because I know that God has me and he will keep me safe. I rebuke the devil in Jesus' name.
Yes.
No matter what he tries, no matter what, God will provide. God will protect me. And I know that he loves me and I love him. Thank you, Jesus, for this day. Thank you, Jesus, for this prayer line. Everyone that's on this prayer line, thank you, Jesus, for your love for us, dear Lord. Thank you for giving me a peaceful heart. Thank you, Jesus, for giving me patience. Thank you, Jesus, for allowing me to serve you, dear Lord. Thank you, Jesus, and thank you for our pastors, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. Thank you for the prayer line. If it wasn't because of you, I wouldn't be at peace right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Yes.
And I just want you to continue praying. My son is safe. Thank the Lord. He's still looking for a job, but I know that one job is going to come up, and I know that God is going to provide him with something better because he, too, has been through a lot. I just thank him for keeping him safe. Thank you for keeping my family safe. Thank you for keeping everyone in this line, in this prayer line, safe. And I just want to pray for everyone. That's all. No special prayer. I know that God's got it, and I just give it all up to him. However he wants to do it, because he always works it out for our good. I've seen that for a long time now. When I used to think, oh my God, how is this going to happen? But you know what? God's got it. He don't know how it's going to happen. We don't know how it's going to happen, but he does know. And I know at the end it will be a victory for me. Thank you, Jesus. I love you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. To
hallelujah,
God be
Lord.
Glory.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory be to
Thank
God.
You.
And it's going to be a victory for you. You're absolutely right about that. Because of who you are, hallelujah. I thank God for his word. I thank God for you. You always have a song in your spirit. I thank God for you and your son, even as God spared him during that carjacking time. God spared his life. That could have went so ugly, so another way. But God is going to protect you at all costs. I just have one verse before I pray with you and pray for you. And I want you to write this down or memorize it. Coming from John, the book of John, the 15th chapter, just one verse, verse number 16. I pray you meditate on it, but I pray you just read it. Even today as you hang up, just read it again. John 15, verse 16. And it says, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. And ordained
you
that you should and go and bring forth fruit. And that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give
Lord.
It
Thank
to
you.
You.
Yes.
Oh, my
Thank
God.
You. Thank
there's
you,
so
Lord.
Much
yes,
there, because your fruit will remain. That's part of the thing through
Lord.
Your son.
Thank you.
Your fruit will remain. You see your son sometimes going
Lord.
Through, but God said your fruit will remain. Nothing or no
Thank
one
you,
can undo the fruit that God has given you. He has given you that
Hallelujah.
Seed and that son.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank
so
you,
your
Lord.
Fruit will remain.
Thank
God chose you.
Jesus.
You did
Hallelujah.
Not choose him. I said the Lord
yes,
has chosen
Lord.
You. You did not choose him. And if God
yes,
be for
Lord.
You,
Thank
nothing
you.
Can be against you. And that's
Thank
why we're going to pray tonight.
Hallelujah.
Because he said, if you pray in my name,
yes,
oh, my God.
Yes, Lord. Thank
you,
Jesus.
If you pray
Jesus.
In my name, my
Hallelujah.
Father,
Hallelujah.
My Father will give you
yes.
what you pray and ask of me.
Yes.
Thank
Lord,
you, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus.
Jesus. Thank
we
you.
Pray in that name.
In the name of Jesus.
That name which is above every name.
Yes, Lord.
We
Thank
pray
you,
for
Jesus.
Sister Maria in that name. Because you chose her.
Yes, Lord.
You
Hallelujah,
gave her
Jesus.
That will remain.
Yes.
You wish upon
yes,
all things
Lord.
That
she
prosper and be in good health as
Thank
her soul
you,
prosper.
Jesus.
So, Lord, I thank
yes,
you
Lord.
For
thank
her future.
You.
I thank you for
thank
her presence,
Jesus.
And I thank you
thank
for her past.
You, Jesus.
You gave her
thank
spiritual
you,
gift,
Jesus.
Even the gift of other tongues recently. You gave her
yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
You gave her a new
Hallelujah.
Place of residence.
Thank
oh, just on
yes,
this prayer line alone.
Thank you.
In the name
thank
of
you,
Jesus.
Lord. In the name of Jesus.
You put her in
thank
her right
you.
Mind. Even
thank
going
you,
through
Jesus.
The flood
thank you.
And going through the
Hallelujah.
Fire.
Hallelujah.
So, Lord,
Hallelujah.
Continue to bless this woman
Hallelujah,
of God.
Jesus,
continue
you,
to make
Jesus,
a way where there seems
you,
to
Lord.
Be no way.
Thank
continue
you,
to open
Hallelujah.
Doors when it looks like every
yes,
door is
Jesus,
closed.
Lord, thank
continue
you, Lord,
to open
Jesus.
Windows when it looks
thank
like every
you,
window
Jesus.
Is shut.
Yes.
Continue,
yes,
Lord.
Thank you.
To let
thank
signs,
you,
wonders,
Jesus.
And miracles
thank
follow
you,
her
Jesus.
Life.
Thank you. Yes, Jesus.
You said
thank
goodness
you.
And mercy will follow her because she
yes,
believes
Lord,
you.
Thank you.
Our enemies
Jesus.
Will come one way, but they will flee
yes,
seven
Lord.
Different ways. In
thank
the name
you,
of Jesus.
Thank you. In the name of Jesus.
So we
Hallelujah.
Say blessings upon
Hallelujah.
Her life.
Thank
we
you,
say
Lord.
She is blessed
thank
and highly favored.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
and her
Lord.
Son.
Thank
oh,
you.
Oh, my God.
Well, yes, Jesus.
Her
thank
son,
you.
Lord.
Yes,
just as the oil
yes,
ran down Aaron's beard. May her blessings fall on her son.
Yes.
May the favor of God go down to her seed. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
So, Lord, as he continues to make, as he continues to search and discover.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
And, Father God, you said ask and it will be given to you. Seek and
you
will find. Knock.
Thank you.
And the door will be made open.
Thank you,
Lord. Her son has his own journey. But I thank God that he has a praying mother.
Yes.
He has a praying mother.
Thank you.
And that's why you led me to John 15. You said if she pray in your name, not Pastor Anthony, not Pastor Rebecca, if she pray in your name, you will grant her the desires of her heart. Because you chose Sister Maria. And I thank you that you chose her.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Will you go ahead? God is blessing you. And we just want to seal all the other prayers. Like you said, it wasn't nothing specific. But we just touch and agree with you as you always wanted to pray for other people in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, and I receive that in Jesus' name, Pastor Rebecca, Pastor Anthony, I will be reading that scripture. And thank you so very much. God bless you both. And just thank you so much for your encouragement. Just thank you for your love for me. Thank you for your love for this whole prayer line. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. You have a good night.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
We thank God.
Love you.
God bless
Amen.
You.
Love
you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank
God,
you, Jesus.
Glory.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord. We're going to take this next caller. Area code 321. Area code 321. Your mic is open. God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I'm calling tonight for some prayer. I received the word of God that came forth from the man of God. My name is Evangelist Miller.
Amen.
Amen. We thank God for you. Is it Evangelist Jamila?
Angelia.
Evangelist Angelia.
Yes, Miller.
Amen, Miller. Well, we thank God for you tonight calling in the name of Jesus. Let us just lift you up before the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, this woman of God that you have called for your service, Lord, you know what she's standing in the need of. So, Lord, I thank you that the prayers of the righteous avail as much. You said pray for one another. The effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous will avail as much. Confess your faults to one another and pray for one another that we might be healed. So, Lord, continue to bless her family, bless her ministry, bless all of her endeavors, Lord, the goals and the dreams and the aspirations, and, Father God, the things that she is going after, even her kingdom assignment. You gave her a kingdom assignment, Lord, to win souls in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, use her mightily. Glory be to God. We thank you that you put a hedge around her like you did with the man of God, Job, that the devil could do but so much in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we know the thief, the devil, Satan, Lucifer, he comes to steal and he comes to kill and he comes to destroy. But you say you come that she might have life. Have it more abundantly.
Jesus,
he is a thief and he is a liar. He is the father of lies. He's trying to lie to you. I'm sensing that right now. The devil's trying to lie to you in this season. He's trying to plant thoughts in your spirit. He's trying to put thoughts there that are negative, thoughts of fear and worry, thoughts that's trying to stress you out in this season. But the devil is a liar. And the truth is not in him. Whom the Son has set free is free indeed. My sister, you are free. And you refuse to go back into bondage. And we're praying right now that God will keep you free. We're praying right now that you won't give the devil a foothold. We are praying right now that no weapon against you will ever prosper. Every enemy, every hater, every naysayer, in the name of Jesus, oh, you have many adversaries, but it doesn't matter. If God be for you, nothing can be against you. In the name of Jesus, so Lord, I thank you that she's still on the team. I thank you, Lord. even when she feel like quitting. She's doing all she can do to stand. And right now, we're praying for greater power. We're praying for her to have greater strength. We're praying that the oil of God will not cease in her life. In the name of Jesus, we're praying, Lord, that you will fan the flames, that you will increase her anointing.
My God.
In the name of Jesus, I'm praying, God, that you will give her the right godly connection. You will give her a network of people that will overflow, Lord, dear God, that even bless her financially and spiritually.
My God.
That will give her, and Father God, even raise her up spiritually. In the name of Jesus, pouring into her life. Giving her
Jesus.
God the opportunity.
My God.
In the name of Jesus.
Lord, I thank you.
Even as she was thankful to call this prayer line, even as she tried to be there for her family and those you were sent to her to minister to, in the name of Jesus, God, give her the words. Give her the wisdom. Give her the discernment. Because we realize that everybody is not for her. She's going to face some wolves in sheep clothing. She's going to come across some fools and some hypocrites. God,
my God,
I thank you that you've already stepped ahead of her. I thank you that her future is already secured because you've already stepped into her tomorrow. So, Lord, have, God says, don't worry. God is going to bless your family. He's going to bless your household. He's going to bless all of those who are under your care. He's going to bless your home. All of those attached to you, all of your relatives, in the name of Jesus, even your extended family, are going to be blessed because of you. So, God, we pray for blessings, and we plead the blood of Jesus over our household. We plead the blood of Jesus over her family, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you for protecting her children. I thank you for protecting her loved ones. I thank you for a hedge of being of those who are in her care, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, continue to cover her. Continue to shield her. And continue to be a refuge and a fortress around her. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, we thank God for you, evangelist, tonight, calling in, knowing that the Lord is on your side, and be reminded that greater is in He in you. Greater is He that's in you than He that is in this world. Amen.
Amen.
And God is just telling me to tell you, keep praising Him and keep worshiping Him. Just keep praising God and keep worshiping God. And everything else will work itself out. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Call us again, and we thank God for you tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless the prayer, and I thank you.
Amen. God bless
you.
Amen. You're welcome. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Amen. What a mighty God we serve. God bless you, evangelist. Amen. What a mighty God we serve. To God be the glory. Amen. For those who are heading, leading to this this prayer line, amen, in the name of Jesus. We're going to take another caller, area code 678. Area code 678, God bless you.
God bless you, prophetess. This is Prophet Anthony, and I've been totally blessed tonight with the word of God. I have a praise report and also a prayer request. I was on the prayer line last Tuesday, and I called in, and you prayed for me, and the Lord opened up the prophetic upon your life, and you gave me a word, amen, and you spoke, and then you told me when I call in next time, I will have a praise report. My situation is me and my family, we have to move, which I was telling you last week.
Yes.
We got to move. We got to be out of this house by the first. And we didn't have nothing. You know, we recently just, you know, lost our five-month-old little baby girl, and it took a lot of finances to bury her. And we just ultimately we went into debt because of all of that. But the Lord, he told me he was shifting me from this geographical location. And we didn't have nothing. My car had broke down, and I couldn't go back to work, and it's still in the shop. And just, you know, we just was in a pressing need of provision for the Lord. So I did not know, especially not, we don't know where we're going. I mean, we know where we're going, it's Florida. But we didn't have any money, nothing, no other backup but the Lord. And so I began to pray, and the Lord touched one of my relatives who is a Muslim. He is a Muslim, my brother. And my brother sent me some money to be able to move.
Jesus.
You know, to get the U-Haul, to be able to, you know, just do some things, because I didn't have anything. I didn't have no type of money whatsoever to do anything, and we got to be out of the house by the first. And so what I'm saying tonight is, you know, woman of God, I honor the voice of the Lord in your life. Amen. And I just thank God through all of this, like Pastor was saying about the fire, growing through the fire and coming out of the fire. And this has been such a fiery trial. But God began to tell me as he was preaching, he says, you are coming forth pure as gold, man of God.
My God.
Even though I'm putting so much on you, I am crushing such an anointing out of you that is going to be an earth-shattering anointing. He said, you don't know right now the pain that you got to go through. But he said, when you come out of this, he said, the Shekinah will follow you. So I just thank God, amen, for the word of God. As a matter of God said, he has to be in church. You got to understand the word of God. I thank God for the word of God.
Jesus.
You know, and I just praise God. Y'all continue to pray for me and my family. We still have a long journey ahead of us, but we are running like David did to meet the battle and the challenge. Glory be to God. In the end time, we are running to meet it because we know a great work is still to be done, and the devil will not get no glory. And so, woman of God, I just want to honor you. You are a true prophet of God, and I honor your husband, amen, as well as a man of God. And y'all continue to keep praying for me and my wife. Keep praying for us, because the journey has yet begun. We have been on many journeys, but we understand this is a different one in this different season. Amen. That God will open up some doors down in Florida for us when we get there. Amen. And we won't be homeless down there, you know, begging and things of that nature. The faith that he put inside of me by showing me that he is still with me with this provision, it sparked my faith. It sparked my faith, man of God. It sparked, even after bearing my daughter in the crushing blow and just all the stuff that we've been through financially and things of that nature, it sparked me to know he's with me and he ain't left me.
Well, to God be the glory.
My God.
It's whole glory.
Jesus.
It's amazing.
Hallelujah.
It's amazing.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Pastor, I know you're going to speak, pray for the man of God and his wife, the prophet of God and his wife, but Prophet Anthony, I praise God for what he's doing in your life. And, you know, even as you were speaking, I saw a rapid succession of open doors. I saw a rapid succession of doors on the behalf of you and your family. God said, let not your heart be troubled. God's got you. God's got you. And this was just a sign, but there's going to be an acceleration. There's getting ready to be a divine acceleration taking place on your behalf. God is still yet moving. He's still yet moving on your behalf. This was just the beginning. So we are just giving God the glory on tonight for the confirmation of the prophetic. We're giving God the glory for what he did in your life on last week through your brother. He used somebody. He used a Muslim, like you said. He used a Muslim to pray. God, no. If he can use a donkey to talk, God can use who and what he pleases. God can move a mountain. God can do whatever he wants to. Keep your faith up. Keep believing God. Take one step at a time and keep moving forward by faith. God says you've been through much, but he's getting ready to, you talked about it. God's getting ready to, now you're getting ready to bring forth. You have had much pain, you and your wife. you have had much pain, but God says now you get ready to bring forth without the pain and without the labor. Amen. From Isaiah, he showed me Isaiah 66. Before you have the pain, before you go into labor, God says you're going to bring forth. So just know that God is blessing you. Hallelujah. And I'm going to give it over to Pastor because he wants to pray for you.
Amen. To God be the glory. I just have, before I pray, I'm so elated with this praise report, but I'm still in the 15th chapter of John. But verse 2 says, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, that's you, my brother, he purgeth, that it may bring forth more fruit. And sometimes we don't understand everything that happens in our life, but you talked about the crushing, bringing a greater anointing. And right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, hallelujah, that after this there shall be glory. You prune, and sometimes you purge, and sometimes it's painful. But God, in the name of Jesus, I pray right now for my brother that all things will work together for the good of him, because he is called by you, and he loves you, and called according to your purpose. You will not put on him and his family more than what they can bear. So even as you have given them this miracle with a financial blessing, Lord, let them know that their eyes have not seen, their ears have not heard, it hasn't even entered into their heart what you have prepared for them. There's going to be more supernatural, glory be to God, uncommon, unlimited, and unusual blessings coming their way. So, Lord, I thank you that you keep them. It's always darkest before the dawn.
Yes.
So, Lord, I thank you. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy will come in the morning. They still have a praise. They still have a worship. They still have a yes, Lord, in their spirit. For Christ I live, like Paul said, and for Christ I die. No longer I, but Christ who lives in Prophet Anthony and his family and his wife. Oh, Lord, I thank you that they're a godly family. I thank you that they look to the hills which cometh they help. They help comes from the Lord. I thank you that with every temptation, you'll make a way of escape. I thank you that provision belongs to you. The cattle on 1,000 hills belong to the Lord. The word declares that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Heaven and earth will pass away, but the word of God will remain forever. And we speak the word of God over your life. The word of God sustaining you and your family. The word of God not coming back void over your life. In the name of Jesus, for his thoughts are higher than your thoughts, and his ways are higher than your ways. And even as my wife has just said, God will supply all of your needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. And we decree and declare over your life, Matthew 6:33, keep seeking you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything that you and your family need will be added unto you. Bind up. Oh, you said what we bind on earth will be bound in heaven. What we loose on earth, you said it will be loosed in heaven. And we bind up worry. We bind up, in the name of Jesus, the spirit of fear and doubt that tries to come in. We bind up stress and anxiety. So, Lord, give Prophet Anthony peace. Give him, Father God, discernment in this hour. Give him godly wisdom on how to move forward. I thank you for wisdom. I thank you for his godly. You be a word. Let your word be a lamp unto his feet.
Yes, God.
And a light unto his pathway.
Thank you, Jesus.
Order his steps through your word, God. In the name of Jesus. So even as you have encouraged him through this blessing, keep the blessings flowing. Keep the fount of blessings open for him and his family. Continue to make ways out of no way for them.
God.
Continue to provide and protect them as he is the priest and provider and protector of his home in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you for this anointed man of God, that he realized that even in this, your blessing hand will be upon him. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, I thank God for you tonight, even that praise report. We share the same name, and I know the hand of the Lord is on your life. Amen.
Amen. Amen, man of God.
Amen. I just want to pray for healing. Father God, I just thank you, Father God, for continuing, Father God, even as we prayed for healing on last week. Lord, this husband, this wife, oh God, they have been through much, oh God. And Lord, we pray, Father God, healing over their lives right now, God. Father God, at the loss of their baby girl, Father God, by your stripes, we declare them healed in the name of Jesus. Lord, even as they process, Father God, the grief, Father God, we thank you, Lord, that they are comforted in knowing that she is with you, oh God, and that they will see her again, Father God, after their work is done on this earth. So, Lord, we just thank you. We praise you for Prophet Anthony and his wife. We ask that you will continue to comfort them. We ask that you will continue, Father God, to wrap your arms around them, especially that woman of God. Father God, that you will continue, Father God, to be the lifter of their heads. Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus over their marriage. We declare that they will even grow closer together. We impart the same anointing that you have over our marriage. We impart it to them right now in the name of Jesus. We declare that whom you have joined together, that no man, no trial, no tragedy can put asunder, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for bringing them closer to each other, oh God, even as they go through the fire and as they go through the trial, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you for divine healing by the stripes of Jesus Christ. We declare healing over their lives, healing over their marriage, healing over their finances, healing over every emotion. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. My God, I know that God has sent you here for this time that you are walking through, you and your wife. My husband just got healed from cancer. Last week, he was released, 4 weeks ago from the hospital.
Yeah.
He almost died, but God healed him. And he said, you share the same name, Anthony. Even as I was I walked out of the room for a second, but God showed me that you also share the same, a very similar testimony as my husband lost a baby girl before we met, and God blessed him with another daughter, and our daughter is 17 years old now. She's in the other room preparing for college. And God told me that he has the blessings of Job over your life. And God's going to give you double for your trouble. Hallelujah. He's bringing your joy back. Hallelujah. So we just thank God. I just wanted to release it. I don't know what it means, but God told me to be obedient and release it to you. My husband, he was at his lowest point. And God blessed him. God blessed him to meet me. And then he blessed him 2.5 years later to have another baby girl. So we just thank God. And the joy, her name is Kayla Joy. And the joy that she has brought to him has been, oh, my God. So God's going to, he's going to increase your joy for every tear you have shed. God's going to bless you with abundance of joy. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God
bless you, Prophet Anthony. Call us back. We look to hear back from you again, sir.
God bless you, Prophet.
I shall, Prophet. God bless you too, man of God.
Okay.
Amen.
We thank God for
amen.
Him. And, you know, it's amazing. You just shared part of what I've been through in my life. No one wants to ever outlive a child.
Yes.
But God is a keeper.
Yes.
God is a keeper, and it's amazing how he has given me, and that's why I want to encourage my brother tonight, so many second chances after divorce, after, as you said, the death of my first daughter, after so much that I've been through in my younger years, God has restored.
Oh, glory.
Oh, my God. I'm getting excited.
Jesus.
But I'm going to calm myself down.
Jesus.
God will restore.
After you do
and people of God, we got to be mindful that, as we read earlier, God is able.
Mm.
And I do have the testimony that he will keep you. And not only that, he will restore. And as my wife said, our youngest daughter bring me so much joy. Her father's just elated over her life. And I thank God for blessing me in so many ways that, you know, money can't solve everything.
Yes.
And it's
yes.
amazing how God gives us what we need, not what we want.
Yes.
So I thank God, as you reminded us tonight,
the blessings of the Lord are yes and amen.
And how about after eviction? You know, God has, we have seen eviction, and we've been sitting in this house for 17 years that we own, but we both have seen the padlock on the door where we had to leave a house. We had to leave an apartment, but God blessed us with bad credit to buy a house. And we've been owning this house for 17 years. So our God is able, no matter what it looks like today, there's increase in the future. If we just continue to walk with God, God will do it. He will outdo himself.
I pray y'all heard Pastor. She and I have faced eviction. She and I have been threatened or to be foreclosed. But God has kept us in his home almost 20 years, 17 years. Our daughter is 17 years old. And we moved into this house when she was an infant. So God is a keeper in so many ways. We have so many testimonies that time won't allow it tonight. But God is a good God. Oh, yes, he
is.
Our God is a good God. Oh, yes, he is. Hallelujah. We're going to continue the spirit of prayer. I'm going to just pray for new creation. I'm going to let them pray that tonight. We had such a wonderful fellowship on Sunday. We had so many members with a servant heart. Sister Carmen, Sister Lori, even little Brianna served, and so many brought food who are members. So many, we had a guest preacher that just blessed us through the word of God. So, Lord, as we continue in the spirit of prayer, praying for our local church, I pray that you send more people with a servant's heart. I pray that you send in more laborers, those with the love of God in their mind and in their heart and in their spirit. We're not a perfect church, but we are a loving church, and we serve a perfect God. So, Lord, I thank you for New Creation Christian Ministries, which reside in Hillside, New Jersey. Lord, continue to increase, continue to bless, continue to do a work in the name of Jesus. I pray for Sister Carmen Kahlo. I pray even as she brought her little granddaughter to church, and Jessica, and Father God, allow Father God to use them mightily. We pray for Lori Davis and her family. We pray for these powerful women of God in the name of Jesus, that you will continue to bless them and continue to keep them, continue to provide for them and show them the hand of the Lord. Lord, stir up the gift of God that's in them in the name of Jesus. They have many talents. They have many abilities. They have a great anointing on their lives. So, Lord, I thank you in the name of Jesus that their fruit and their gifts and their talents will come forward as pure gold. We pray for Sister Rita Leek, Lord. We pray for this woman of God who is part of our ministry. We pray for Rita Leek that you continue to open doors. Continue, Father God, to hold her by the hand spiritually and to guide her life. Lifting up Mother Mae Thomas down in Sanford, Florida. Mom, we love you. Mom, we see you, and we pray the blessings upon you and your sisters and your brothers. We pray in the name of Jesus that God will meet all of your needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. Lifting up Sister Miriam also in that Florida area, that you will bless these women of God. Oh, bless their children, their grandchildren. They coming in and they're going out in the name of Jesus. Heal my mother, Lord, my mother-in-law, in the name of Jesus. Meet every need. Heal her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Oh, Lord, she has the praise. She always say, praise the Lord. That means, God, she has praise on her lips for you. She has worship for you. She's praising you, God. My mother-in-law is a praiser, and I thank you for her life. I thank you for Renee Thomas. In the name of Jesus, Gary Thomas, I pray for Jackie, hallelujah, over in the Middle East, over in Jordan. I pray that you protect my sister-in-law, Jackie. I pray that you protect and heal Renee, that you cover Vonda and Gary as they celebrated over 31 years of marriage. I pray for Rashida and Father God and Josephine. Oh, in the name of Jesus, Uncle Breelove, bless these women and men of God that's attached to Mother Mae Thomas. In the name of Jesus, Father, the biological blood that flowed through them, thank you for the spiritual blood for them being in the body of Christ. In the name of Jesus, so Lord, continue to bless New Creation Christian Ministries. Bless our local church family. Meet every need financially. In the name of Jesus, Kevin Kahlo, Sophia Kahlo, Benita in the name of Jesus. God, give her a new heart. Give her a miracle, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We lift up Benita to you right now.
Yeah.
Heal that young woman. Turn that situation around. Whatever the condition is, whatever the disease or sickness may be diagnosed at.
Yes, God.
I thank you, Lord, for supernaturally giving her a heart that will function, that would operate, and that will work, Lord, work according to your will. All of our organs being healthy, all of our organs being whole, all of our organs being well and healed in the name of Jesus. So I thank you for that young mother. Touch Kevin Carlos, Kevin Jr., even Kevin Sr., all the Carmen children, all the Lori children, all the Rita children, in the name of Jesus. All the children represented on this prayer line. God, we lift them up to you. This generation needs you, God. They're dealing with so much. But God, as we said at the outset, God, you're able. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Somebody open your mouth wherever you are and give God some praise. Hallelujah. There's a breakthrough in your praise. Hallelujah. We worship you. Come on. Help me worship God. We worship you, oh God. We magnify your name. I know nobody can hear you, but saturate your atmosphere wherever you are, in your house, in your car, at your job. Open your mouth. Well, not on your job unless you're in the restroom, but open your mouth and give God some praise. God, we praise you. We worship you. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. You are worthy, God. Hallelujah. You are worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody go ahead and speak in your heavenly language. Come on and worship God on this prayer line. Come on and get the anointing flowing. We worship you. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Go ahead and thank God for his mercy. Thank him for his grace. Hallelujah. Thank you. Come on, press, press, press. Hallelujah. Press through the pain. Press through the distractions. I bind up the spirit of distraction right now in the name of Jesus. Press through the heaviness that doesn't want you to praise God. Come on, praise God anyhow. Praise God anyway. Hallelujah. We praise you, God. Hallelujah. We gotta give God a radical praise. David praised God. He praised God. He danced out of his clothes. Give God a radical praise with everything that David was going through. He did not hold back his praise. He was known as a praiser. He's known as a worshiper. He wrote most of the Psalms. He praised God when the adversary was coming against him. He praised God when trouble was in his home. He praised God in the middle of it. Praise God anyhow. Hallelujah. Pastor said it earlier. When the three Hebrew boys were thrown into the fire, the fourth man showed up. Jesus showed up. I know that they were praising God in the fire because they told the king, oh, king, I know that our God will deliver us out of this thing. But even if he doesn't, we will not bow down. When you refuse to God, when you refuse to praise God, when you let the devil stop your praise, you are bowing down to Satan. You are bowing down to the enemy. That's why you got to push through and praise God anyhow. God is looking for some radical praises. God is looking for some people who will praise him in their houses. He's looking for people that will praise him on the prayer line. He's looking for some people that will run around their living rooms. God is looking for some people that will believe him even when everything is lined up against you, when the odds are stacked against you. Can you praise God when all hell is breaking loose in your house? Can you praise God when all temptation is coming? Can you praise God when you don't feel like it? Can you praise God when you have fallen and you don't feel like you can get up? Can you praise God when nobody understands you? Can you praise God in the middle of it, in the middle of that trial, in the middle of the fire, in the middle of the flood? Can you praise God in the middle of a bad diagnosis? Can you praise God when the doctor tells you there's no hope? Can you praise God when all hope is gone? Can you praise God? Can you praise praise me anyhow. So we're praising God tonight. Hallelujah. For what he's already done. Pastor said we had to praise God before the fire. We have to praise God in the fire. And we have to praise God after the fire. And God is saying tonight that there is a breakthrough in your praise. Not only in your praise, but in the prayer. See, your prayer opens up, my God, your womb, my God, for the birthing. Your prayer gives you the spiritual dilation, but your praise helps you to push. My God, to push out the promise, to push out the promise that God has over your life, to push out the answer to the prayer, oh, my God. So we got to praise God. I tell you, your prayers, the prayers have given us the spiritual dilation. It's opened up our womb for the birthing of the answer to the prayer. But your praise is going to push out the answer. Your praise is going to push out the promise. Your praise is going to push out the manifestation of what you have prayed for. That's why I am challenging you to praise God anyhow. So I challenge you to keep on like Pastor told Prophet Anthony. Keep praising God. Like he instructed Sister Maria, keep praising God because your praise is manifesting the promise. Your praise is birthing out the promise. When he told Mary he was going to give birth to Jesus, Mary went and saw Elizabeth. Elizabeth's baby jumped, my God, John jumped in Elizabeth's womb, and then Mary began to praise God in song. My God, you got to read it for yourself. And Mary had Jesus. She said, let it be done to me according to your word. And we thank God for this prophetic prayer line, that even if we don't prophesy, that every prayer is prophetic, that every word is prophetic, that the scripture is prophetic, because we know what God has called us to do. When you are prophetic people, and you know that what you do, everything you do is prophetic. So we thank God that our praise, Pastor Emily, we thank God that our praise is prophetic. Come on, somebody better catch that. Your praise is releasing the prophetic in your life. So, Lord, we just thank you for this prayer line on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you for what you've already done. I saw a hand earlier. I didn't know if that person, I think that person is God. But we thank you for what you've done already, God. We thank you for the praise, Father God, that is prophetic, God. We thank you for those who have come. We thank you for those who are listening to the archives. We thank you for those, Father God, who are standing in the need of a breakthrough. And, Lord, right now we pray for a supernatural release of the miraculous. Jesus. Oh, my God, the floodgates just opened up in the area of the miraculous. Lord, we thank you for a supernatural release of the miraculous. God, that what seemed to be impossible just became possible, that you're moving speedily on the behalf of your people. So, Lord, we just thank you for divine acceleration. We thank you for multiplication, oh, God, and manifestation, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we say continue to have your way on this prayer line, God. Have your way in each and every home that's under the sound of my voice. Lord, continue to do your will. Continue to, Lord, you said signs and wonders will follow us. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Lord, so we thank you for signs and wonders. You're going to show us signs and make us wonder, God, if that really happened. God's about to make you wonder if what you just went through just really happened, because he's about to bless some of us. Somebody under the sound of my voice, I don't know who this is for, but God's getting ready to bless you real good. He's going to make you scratch your head and wonder, how that happened. My God, God's turning it around. He's turning it around. He's turning it around on your behalf. Watch God. Grab that word, believe God, and move forward by faith. Grab that word, believe God, and move forward by faith. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, we thank God even as we go off the air tonight. James Fortune, I believe, we glory be to God. I feel the power of God.
My God.
Hallelujah. To God be the glory.
I receive that word for myself. My God, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. We'll be at New Creation Church this Sunday, Holy Communion, the first day in the month of November. Hallelujah. The clocks will be going back this week, but we're going to be moving forward.
Oh.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. There's a word from the Lord in New Creation, 1230, 1482 Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey. Bring a friend. If you know somebody in this New Jersey area, tell them that there's a church on fire for God. Hallelujah. And you should pay them a visit.
Hallelujah.
We're going to go to our website. You'll see some updated nccmonline.org. nccmonline.org. You'll see my testimony there, some recent videos from some of our members and some of the recent preaching. We had a guest preacher from Allentown, Pennsylvania on Sunday, and God has just been doing some great things. Amen. James Fortune, I believe. Good night. We love you. God bless you.
Good
pray
night.
For us as we continue to pray
you.
For you.
God bless you.
Hallelujah.
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
Yeah.
remember this.
Your storm is over. I believe your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe you'll make it through it.
about your future.